Rick Stevens, financial advisor with FRS Financial Group, offers securities and investment advisory services through Waddell & Reed Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC, and a federally registered investment advisor. FRS Financial Group is a separate entity from Waddell & Reed. Insurance products are offered through insurance companies with which Waddell & Reed has sales arrangements. The information presented on this show is solely for information purposes and is not to be construed as an offer to sell or the solicitation of an offer to buy any financial product or service mentioned. Waddell & Reed does not offer tax or legal advice. Please consult with a professional prior to making any financial decisions. Any opinions expressed are those of Rick Stevens and may not be the opinions of Waddell & Reed. The information is subject to change based on market and other conditions. For more detailed information regarding any of the topics discussed on today's show, please call 719-500-8700. This is Money Matters, presented by FRS Financial. Here's your host, Rick Stevens.
Well, thank you for joining us and welcome in to Money Matters, presented by FRS Financial Group. I'm Rick Stevens. I am your host, and this is your show. If you have topics you would like to hear discussed, please let us know. Feel free to give us a call at 719-500-8700. You can also shoot me an email, rstevens@frsfinancialgroup.com, or you can go to our website, frsfinancialgroup.com. Click on that contact tab at the top, scroll down, send us a question, send us a message. We would love to hear from you. Now, folks, today we are continuing our conversation about kids and money. Back with me once again in the studio is Doug Gooden, and also joining us is Rodrigo Villazon. Gentlemen, welcome in. How are you guys doing today?
Well, Rick, it's always a good day to be with you, my friend. It's great to be here.
And I didn't pay you to say that.
Good morning, Rick. We're doing great. Thank you. It's a great day, so thanks for having us here.
Ah, awesome, guys. So just to kind of bring the listeners up to speed here, Doug's a father of three. Rodrigo has six. I have six. So among us, we've got 15 kids. So in theory, we should have a little collective wisdom about what works and what doesn't work when teaching our kids about money, right?
That's right. You would think. And the funny thing is they don't tell you those things.
No.
You learn in the way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, I get a lot of questions, a lot about teaching our kids about money. And probably the one that I get the most often is, when is my child old enough to learn about money? Now I know that I've got my typical answer that I give to folks, and I'm not going to throw that out there just yet, but I want to ask you guys this. How old were your kids when you started introducing those money concepts to them?
Well, I don't think there's a age that you could say, well, now they're ready. It just comes with, you know, with life. So 3, 4, 5 years old, and then by the time they're 6, they already have these concepts. Not because they learned them, not because you told them, but because they live them. Because with the way of life that you're living, that's how you transmit to them. So it's not like you're enforcing that on them with words and seminars and, you know. No, you just live it and then they assimilate it. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Wait, you're telling me so sending them to Rick's class when they were 3 years old wasn't a good idea?
No, it's perfectly fine, Doug. I got him. We're good.
Best $15 I ever spent.
Yeah. He charged you $15? I got it for $10. No, I agree totally.
It's a pastoral discount.
With our kids, as soon as they started saying, I want, you know, I want. All right. Talk about it. You don't just get stuff you want in this world. How are you going to pay for this? So we started them very, very early.
Yeah, and that's actually right in line with the general answer that I typically give folks, and it's as soon as they can understand what it means to give, save, and spend. Mm-hmm. You know, because we would take our kids to the store, let them pick out the piggy bank, so they really got to be involved in the save part, and they really, really enjoyed it because we would make a big deal about, okay, you guys get to put money in the plate on Sundays now. And they're like, oh, that's cool, because everybody else does. Mm-hmm. So it's that rare kid, right, that doesn't like to have money spent. So usually the spending side is the least difficult thing to teach them about. We talk about this with the young kids, right? But I want to ask some questions here with you guys about that higher level of money discussion with the kids. So what have you guys done when it comes to letting your kids in on some of those money discussions that you have with your wives? You know, how have you brought them in on those budget discussions about different things as time has gone on?
Again, going back to their younger days, we had a mom store where my wife would buy some things and then sell mm-hmm. them as the kids got money to sell them out. They could buy with their cash, quarters, whatever, at the time. And that led into, as time went on, okay, mom and I are going to talk about spending money. We taught them early on the opportunity cost of money. Now, we didn't use that terminology. But, you know, if you buy that candy with this, then you can't buy that toy with that same money later on because it's gone. And so as they grew up, we would say, okay, same thing for us. We would have these discussions. I know some parents can be very, very private about their money with their kids. And then there's reasons for that. You don't want mm-hmm. your kids babbling on about how much dad makes or doesn't make and how much you spend on this. But we were pretty open early on and saying, okay, we are talking about if we spend money on this, we can't spend it on that. We didn't use the terminology we can't afford it as much right. as we're making a choice here how to spend our money. And that started early, and we just let that be part of our family discussions or on the dinner table or whatever. We're deciding how to spend our money.
Yeah. It's amazing how they understand and they immediately pick up on those things because, you know, it's like we have our goal, okay? We want to take a vacation. We want to go to Disney World. We want to do something fun, okay, kids? So in order to do that, then we're going to have to cut on some other things, okay? Mm-hmm. So even if you have your envelopes, you know, or you're going to have your spending money, okay, well, are you going to spend it here in something or are you going to spend it in the vacation? So what do you want to do with that money, right? And it's $5. Mm-hmm. You don't have any more. So if you spend them now, don't ask me for money later, right? It's interesting, but they know it and they understand it. Even our oldest kid is 12. And so we got a 12, 11, 10, 6, 4, and 2. And to really understand the value of earning that money and to you know, you're going to spend it, but spend it wisely, okay?
Now, we were talking before the show about this fishing trip you took recently.
Yeah.
Do you have that kind of discussion, like, prior to or after that kind of trip?
Well, we did not have the money discussion, mm-hmm. per se. My kid one day went to our neighbor across the street, and he raked some leaves. Mm-hmm. And my neighbor very generously gave him $20. $20? He worked there for 10 minutes.
Can I come rake the leaves?
I know, that's what I said. So I love that the fact that my you know my neighbor's generous and he gave him $20. But I told my kid, listen, you just got $20 for 10 minutes of work. Let's go back.
That's not real life.
No, that's not real life. That's exactly right. Let's go back. We're gonna bring a trash can and we're gonna rake every single leaf in the yard. Okay. I love that he's being generous. That's awesome. It's not, you know, you didn't do anything wrong, but I want you to understand the value of those $20 that you
right,
just made.
Right, right.
It's not for free. You earned them. Well, you work for them, right?
Yep, absolutely. And Doug, you just brought this up a moment ago, right? The we can't afford it conversation. And I know that's one of those things that parents oftentimes struggle with is saying to their kids, we can't afford it. But how does having that budget conversation actually ease the stress of saying we can't afford it?
Yeah, again, it's the same idea. Like we're trying to decide where our money goes. And sure, we'll make exceptions now and then. But to say we can't afford it, especially if they have any clue, they see you buy something, right? Mm-hmm. Dad, is that in the budget? Well, no, I decided to buy it. So what do you mean we can't afford the new bike or afford the trip or whatever? Right. Okay, we can afford it in the sense that we have the money saved up, but if we spend it on that, we can't spend it on this tomorrow or down the road. So having that budget, just reminding them, look, it's not our master. You know, the budget is our tool, our slave, if you will. But we're trying to stick with it because we have long-term goals. And it does help to say, okay, we can't afford it, but not if we want to do this down the road.
Right.
Yeah, and that's one of those things I usually say is not that we can't afford it, but that's not in the budget right now. Right? And if we want that in there, we've got to decide, okay, what are we going to shift money from? Mm-hmm. Right? Because we've got 15 kids among us in here, mm-hmm. and they all have names, right?
Yep.
And the reason I tell folks that my kids have names is because if I would just say, can somebody come do this? Nobody shows up because everybody thinks somebody else would. Mm-hmm. But if I said, Grant, can you come help me? Grant will show up, mm-hmm. right? I've given him a name so I can ask him to do something. And that's the same thing with the budget, right? We've named our dollars so we can tell it what to go do. And You know, if we want to put something in the budget that's not already there, we've got to switch the name of some of those budget dollars, right? How have those conversations gone with your kids when it's that I want, why can't we? Dad, that didn't look like it was in the budget. Well, there's a yes and a no. I just took it from somewhere and I didn't tell you what I took it from. By the way, you don't get cake next week.
It's all in the way that you live, and then your kids see it. My kids don't see me with a Starbucks coffee cup in my hand every day.
Right.
Every 6 months, maybe, because I got a gift certificate from somebody. That's awesome. But we make our coffee at home, and then we put creamer at home. And that's what they see. So when they go out and they say, can we have? And I say, no. It's very easy for them to understand why not. Because we live it. And they understand that $5 coffee every day will not get us anywhere. Right. $0.25 coffee that we're making at home. You know what? That's going to make us safe.
Yep. Yep, for sure. For sure.
And Rick, you just made a joke a minute ago about you don't get cake or whatever. But we would say that kind of thing. Like, okay, let's think this through. If we spend the money on this, you don't get to eat for 17 days.
Right.
Which, at their age level, especially my son when he was little, like, okay, I'll make that trade. He wouldn't realize he's going to be starving in 3 hours and want to eat again. But you just got to help him understand, yes, there is a cost here. Money doesn't grow on trees, and yet it doesn't mean we can't enjoy coffee. Or, you know, they didn't like coffee at a young age. Most of them still don't. But just understanding there is, you have to choose what you're going to do with this. And having the budget set up and having it be part, I love what you said, having this be part of our normal conversation as a family. This is not now it's just budget time talk. It's no, money is part of all of life. Let's talk through how do we use it.
Yeah, we love Dave Ramsey, but it's the concept. The day-to-day, I think it's always... I understand why he says some things, but it's so funny when he says, well, now we're going to have to sell everything so much that your kids are going to be afraid that they're going to be next. So, you know, I understand the concept, and so it's great that, you know, it's the part of the way that you live.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, fellas, it's been great so far. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about that dreaded A word. Yes, that's right. We're going to talk about allowances. So stick around. We will be right back. Hello, everyone. Rick Stevens here with FRS Financial Group. Are there questions that you have about whether you will be able to retire with the lifestyle you want? Maybe you have an old 401k and you don't know what you should do with it. Has it been an addition to the family and you want to start saving for their college education? Or maybe you have a question about life, long-term care, or Medicare supplemental insurance. Whatever your questions may be, give us a call at 719-500-8700. That's 719-500-8700. And with FRS Financial Group, we are here to serve your best interests because we want to see you succeed every step of the way in your financial journey. Whether you're nearing the end of your working years, just starting out, or anywhere in between, if a dollar touches it in your life, we can help. Give us a call at 719-500-8700 to set up a time to get together. And remember to tell us that you heard about FRS Financial Group on KRDO. And don't forget to tune in to Money Matters, presented by FRS Financial Group on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. wherever you listen to KRDO. Investment services offered through Waddell & Reed, Inc., a separate entity. Waddell & Reed Incorporated, member SIPC. Well, thanks for sticking with us through that break. We are in the studio this week with Doug Gooden, with Rodrigo Villazon, and we are talking about teaching our kids about money. Now, gentlemen, we have reached that point in the show where we could probably just finish out this entire segment, quite frankly, with what we've got here. We're going to talk about allowances. And there's so many thoughts, so many quote-unquote expert opinions. There are books, there are theories out there that, you know, we could do 1,000 different things with our kids by the time they were 10 years old. Now, as parents, my wife and I, we've had that philosophy that there are certain things that you do just because you're part of the family, right? You make your bed, you put away your clothes, you sweep the floor, you wash and put away dishes. Those are things you do because you're part of a family. But in our house, there are jobs that mom and dad have as well. Mom technically does the inside of the house, dad does the outside of the house. And if there are things that we need help with, we don't have the time, or sometimes I don't have the patience, whatever the case may be, we hire it done. And sometimes hiring it done means the kids get to earn money. You know, they're going pulling weeds and dusting and raking the pine needles in our yard, whatever those things are. And there are certain things that we have hired, you know, adults for, professionals to come do. And the kids, though, they know that they can actually earn money by doing these things. And even my newly minted 7-year-old understands that, hey, if I do some dusting and if I go out and pick up sticks, I'm going to get paid to do that. So what are some of those things that you guys have done when it comes to earning money? Doug, I know you talked a little bit last week about the day of reckoning in the Gooden House. Can you recap for those folks who might not have tuned in what that was about?
Absolutely. And I feel the tension you're talking about. We took a little different tact. You want kids to understand they have to earn the money. And, you know, in hindsight, our kids are grown now, but in hindsight, I may have done it the traditional way, as you're talking. But at the time when our kids were little, I thought, I don't want them to think you get paid for doing stuff in the house. I was raised in a home. Hey, you're part of this family. You chip in and do everything.
Yes.
But we do want to communicate. You got to do something to earn the money. So we chose not to do the allowance technique. What we did is, you know, we're coming from a Christian worldview, and our understanding is that we're not going to be punished for the bad things we did, but we're going to be rewarded for the good things. And so we tried to recreate that in this mm-hmm. realm. So from the time they were very, very young, they had certain things that they were responsible for, like making their beds and helping around the house and putting their plates in the sink and all that kind of thing. And every once in a while, spontaneously, once a week or whatever, I would give the Day of Reckoning sound. It was from the Minions, the dun-dun-dun, and they all perked up. They knew what that meant. Dad's calling us to account. And we would say, okay, we're going to share with you our observations. How have you treated your sister? You know, did you throw your Hot Wheels at her this week? Did you make your bed, keep your rooms clean, all those kind of things? Yeah, exactly. And if they didn't do so well, then the reward was less. If they did great, then the reward was more. And at a young age, it was never more than about $5. But it was a way for them to have money mm-hmm. because you can't teach them how to be good stewards of that money if they don't have any.
Right.
So that's kind of how we did it. And every week or two, we'd have the Day of Reckoning, and we would reward them for what they did. So that's how they received money early on.
Awesome. Now, Rod, what about you and Anna? What do you guys do in your house?
So I got to admit, Anna and I are a little bit disorganized in that sense. Okay. We've tried a couple of things. Probably the one that's worked the best is, you know, we do a list, just like you said. There's things that you have to do because you live in this house. Therefore, you wash dishes, you clean your room, you do your own laundry for the older ones, right? But there's things that, you know, last night they were weeding the yard. Then, you know, yeah, of course you get another extra dollar or two for that. Mm. And what we've done is we do a list of chores. If by the end of the week you've done them all, then you're going to get, because I've noticed that they are very motivated when you give them money.
Right.
And they're
Patrick, especially, right?
Especially Patrick. he money burns in his pocket.
How old is he?
He's 10. Money burns in his pocket. He's very generous, but he cannot save any. But anyway, so the more of those chores that you do, you know, the more that you get closer to those $5 that you're going to get on that week. So it's pretty much the mm-hmm. same thing that you were doing, just kind of from a different perspective. We had Emma, she's 6 years old. Last week she said, can I do a lemonade stand? Hmm. Sure, of course, you can do it. We live in a very quiet area, so there's not a lot of cars. So she does her lemonade stand, and her 4-year-old sister is out there with a little sign.
Dancing.
Yep, dancing in the yard, lemonade stand. You know, and you as a dad are like, that's so cute. Well, the garbage truck stops by. It's not even our trash company. The guy stops by. Buys a lemonade, pays her $15.
What?
Wow. I know.
Kudos to that guy. He's awesome.
He's going to be ruined on the actual wages of the world.
There he goes earning money down the drain. So Patrick, the 10-year-old, is like, all right, Emma. So from now on, now we know what to do. Because since you're 6 and you're cute, you're going to be out there. I'll make the lemonade, and then we're going to do a team game.
Marketing genius right there.
But then let me tell you this story. So then this week, Emma goes, I want to buy some crafts. I'm like, do you have any money? Yes, I do. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You do have money in your pocket. So she says, first thing, let's go to the dollar store. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the dollar store. And so I let her and her sister, the four-year-old sister, go on their shopping spree. And then I meet her at the end and show me her basket. She's got 10 things. Three out of those things are candy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why three? Well, it's one for me, one for my sister, and one for my brother. Hmm. Like, oh, that's awesome. Thank you. So that's a great parenting, yeah. You know, that she made the money, but she's also sharing.
Yeah.
Also knows that. And then of the seven things that were left, four were for her, and then the other three were for her sister to do some crafts as well.
That's
good.
Nice.
It's I don't know what, how much is I'm sharing and how much is like, I don't want her to touch my stuff.
So it all works out.
So it's a great story to awesome. Share about, you know, spending the money and sharing with brothers and sisters.
That's awesome. You know, I've got another quick question here. This is more in that dad world, right? That you know, what we're doing as dads and training up our kids. And Doug, I know we talked a little bit about this last week, but it's going to come back again. What are the things, guys, that you're hoping that your kids are learning about money, about making decisions, about how to handle it? What, you know, whether they're in the teen years, the single digits, the 20s, what is the goal of all of this?
There's several, but what comes to my mind right now is this tension, this balance between not wasting it, not buying the $5 coffees every day and everything else, you know, as they get more money, what is equivalent to that $5 coffee multiplied by a lot, and enjoying it. It is to buy things to enjoy, to take those vacations, to go fishing, to buy that whatever that you want. Mm-hmm. That's good so long as you're saving and using it wisely and long have your long-term goals, trying to meet all those things, taking care of yourself in old age, taking care of me in my old age. Like, you're gonna take care of me someday, right?
Yeah. The retirement home they're gonna pick.
Exactly. So just that idea of how to not waste it, mm-hmm. and realize the value of money, but also not be afraid to use it to enjoy things and prepare. So that's the thing that comes to mind today.
Yeah,
I think that the value of earning money. You work for that money, so you understand how much it costs. So as long as you understand that you're going to have to work to earn that money, you know you can spend the money because you know that you're going to be working. And the goal is that by the time that you're a teenager, that you're going to high school, you're going to want more things. So therefore, you're going to have to work more in order to get those things. So understand that value of how much that money actually is worth.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, for me, and ultimately, you know, we talked about it last week. It's about stewardship. You know, it's I may have made a little bit of pressure on my oldest because his name is Grant Marshall, and that name means great steward. So I may have set the bar a little high with the first one there. But to me, that's ultimately what it's about. It's teaching the kids that whatever we've got, whatever we've gone out and we've worked hard and earned and we're spending and we're saving and we're giving, that ultimately it's not ours, right? We are the caretakers. We've been entrusted with these pieces. And really one of the things that I try to get across to them, and my hope is that they can make a $50 mistake when they're in those teenage years so they don't make a $50,000 mistake later on in life. That we can learn from the small things and go, yo, you know what? I probably shouldn't do XYZ over here because that's going to be a much bigger cost down the road. And the other thing is also, and I know that you guys feel this as well, is that money is a tool. Right, it's not we're going to sit here and go, oh, look at how much money I have, but we view it as a tool to do other things with. It's not the end; it's the means that we're going to do. And I think what I also hear from both you guys, not only in here but from having talked outside, is we actually look at it and go, well, these are some things I was taught and I want to pass on, but these are the things that I learned and I need to pass on. As well, they weren't things that were maybe directly taught, but they're things I know now that I wish I had known as a kid, sort of thing. Would it be safe to kind of say some of that piece as well?
Right, and you know, it's don't be afraid to talk about money in front of the kids, mm-hmm. like you said, as a tool, not as a means, not as a goal. We're gonna have so much money. No, we use this as a tool. And we've brought our kids over to Rick's office, and he explained to them, you know, how stock works, how the market works. And they know a little bit more because Rick's been so helpful with the little kids. And it's just, bring it out there. They'll love it. They understand.
And I wish I had learned at a much younger age how cuteness affects income.
I'm telling you, we're about to start a business out there.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we've got this week, guys. So we can't go into the cuteness business just yet. But next week. There we go. Doug, Rod, thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for talking, having that conversation really with the listeners here about some of those things that you guys have done in your own families to help your kids really understand how money works. So, folks, we are out of time for this week, but if you've got those questions that have come up, if you want to know more about how to talk to your kids about money and how that works, feel free to give us a call, 719-500-8700. Send us that contact request through the website, frsfinancialgroup.com. Reach out to me at my email, rstevens@frsfinancialgroup.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, this show is all about your money because your money matters. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.